breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer, affecting 1 in 8 women. White women get the cancer more often, but the rate for black women has increased over the last decade, and cases are more deadly. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say breast cancer kills about 20% of white women compared to 30% of black women. One way to reduce the numbers is breastfeeding. Major studies have documented that women who breastfeed have a lower risk of breast cancer than women who use formula or have not had children. However, breastfeeding does not come naturally or easily for some mothers, especially black mothers. A disparity has existed since the government began collecting data on breastfeeding rates. The most recent data found 85% of white mothers breastfeed, while only 69% of black mothers do the same. Reverend Diane Holt, a member of the New York State Task Force on Maternal Mortality and Disparate Racial Outcomes, says the biggest reason found for both the disparity in breast cancer and breastfeeding rates was implicit bias.
We heard a theme that constantly went through. They don't respect me. I'm ignored. I can tell them I'm in pain, and they don't listen. I don't get any respect until I get loud and become that angry black woman. And then they're not respecting me, but they're just doing it because I'm disrupting their place of employment. There was all kinds of things that were said across the state.
To help address the disparity, Holt founded the first licensed baby cafe in New York State. Since it opened in Buffalo in 2013, the Durham Baby Cafe has provided free peer-to-peer, mother-to-mother breastfeeding support for people going through pregnancy and parenthood.
I heard so much ignorance. You got a 15-year-old, a 35-year-old, let's say a 55-year-old. We got like almost 4 generations. And I would hear things like, only poor people do that. Really? Why would she want to breastfeed and mess up her body? And I go, that's not true, sweetheart. Give me a reason why your daughter should not breastfeed, and I can give you 10 reasons why she should.
Durham gave birth to several other baby cafes around Western New York that are also trying to address the disparity. One is located at Sisters of Charity Hospital,
which translates to having a certified lactation consultant who is also a registered nurse.
Amy Gomelak is vice president for women's services at the Catholic Health System.
So a mom can come into the baby cafe, she can bring her baby, and without an appointment every week, come in and get education and support and try to troubleshoot with the mom and see if there's anything she could be doing differently, and to help the mom understand more about breastfeeding overall.
Gomelak says Sisters sees people from all ages and backgrounds, but does not see as many African-American mothers initiating breastfeeding as white, Hispanic, or Asian mothers. She said mothers are more likely to follow what they are accustomed to seeing, but also what their closest informers advise.
There are a relative shortage of African-American physicians, midwives, and even professional nurses, so that people may not feel comfortable taking direction from someone a different gender than they are, or a different race or background or lifestyle than they are. So there is opportunity, certainly, in the African-American community for women who do breastfeed to support other women in their community to breastfeed.
Not only is mother's milk considered the best source of nutrition for babies, but it provides long-term health benefits for infants and moms. Mothers who breastfeed not only have a lower incidence of breast cancer, but also ovarian cancers, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.